Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're a handy guy, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to regale you with stories from Hollywood, movies, music.
Cakes, you know the entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax people. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike. Ask for my guy James. James is my guy over there, too. Everybody's my guy over at BMW Fairfax. All right, a lot going on. Obviously, all of the stories right now, it's so annoying. They're all about this stupid Met Gala, which is just incredibly annoying. Every celebrity you can think of was there, although Taylor Swift was not there, and I read a little more. She's done it, I guess, before in the past, but this is now the eighth year in a row
she skipped it.
So she clearly, now even though Kim Kardashian was there and she doesn't want to be around her, she just doesn't want to be
not into
event.
It.
Yeah, for whatever reason. I did notice
that she's also touring, didn't you?
Yeah, she's also playing in Paris on Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's a couple days, right?
It is. I mean,
if she really wanted to be there,
she could have been there.
Yeah, right.
Clearly, she didn't want to.
Clearly,
be.
Didn't want to.
I did put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. What are you more interested in? The Met Gala, the Kendrick Lamar, Drake beef, or the NBA playoffs? I know Cakes isn't interested in any.
Well, I mean, of those three, it's clearly the NBA playoffs. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't care that much about the NBA playoffs, but I care more about them than I do the stupid Met Gala or the rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
I went down that wormhole yesterday, and I decided it's a big dud.
I told you to listen to the one song that I liked, though. You didn't even check that one out. Euphoria, I think, is really good.
All right, I'll do it. I hadn't had a chance yet. Were you supposed to do it during a commercial break or something?
No, whatever.
You listen to it on the way home. Yeah. You're going to hate it. And then come back in here tomorrow and tell us how much you hated it.
No, it's just that it's hard to follow it all. And they're so quickly put together. I don't even think they're that good. But whatever. I actually think that the Machine Gun Kelly Eminem diss tracks or whatever were better. They were more entertaining than this. But who knows?
The Euphoria is a song.
All right, I'll listen. When did Euphoria come out?
Friday. Old news.
That came out Friday.
Maybe Thursday.
I'm a bigger fan of Sir Francis Drake.
Right.
Drake the rapper.
Or Kenyon Drake.
Anybody named Drake.
So just a couple notables from that stupid Met Gala.
What were the other Drakes you said?
Sir Francis.
All right.
That's a joke. Drake, I mean, he's like a
Drake
explorer.
May.
Drake May. Yeah, yeah. Clearly. Francis Drake, an explorer from the 1600s.
Right, you're more interested in that.
I'm sure I care about him.
Lauren Sanchez, she showed up without Jeff Bezos. I don't know what that means, Cakes. Pam Anderson showed up, and I guess she's recently said that she's going to go makeup free, but she wore makeup for this, so there goes that.
Right.
Lizzo, I thought, retired, but she showed up. She needed 100 people to carry around her big-ass dress. Sydney Sweeney showed up as a brunette. You know what? She should go back to blonde.
It's Brett. Sydney, here's a bottle of peroxide for you. Let's go back to blonde.
Right.
Blondes are better.
I don't think she looks that...
You want to be a sup pup?
That great. She could not be a sup pup with that brunette hair.
Oh, I think Brett might make an exception.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I would assume he would make an exception.
I don't think she looks that great with the brunette hair. That's about it from that. I guess everybody's making a big deal about Kim Kardashian's tiny little waist if she's wearing this like mini corset. I can remember when I was a kid going through the Guinness Book of World Records, and there was some woman that wore a corset.
I still love the Guinness Book of World Records.
And she had like the world's like tiniest waist.
When I got that for Christmas one year, and it was the book was literally like this thick.
Right.
Hardback. I mean, I wore out the pages in that thing.
Well, there was recently an article.
The big fat twins on the motorcycle.
Well, do you remember like the Asian Siamese twins?
Sure.
Yeah. Those guys, I was just reading, there was an article about them because those other Siamese twins just died.
Okay.
Those guys, like, they knocked up a bunch of chicks. They had a bunch of kids. They lived a lot. Like, they had a great life.
Okay.
All right, you say so.
Aside from being conjoined twins,
yeah,
they had a great life.
I mean, all things considered.
Yeah.
They managed to pull off a great life.
Good for them.
I don't know how you do that, but somehow they did it.
Why does Jason sleep on Siamese Dream by the Smashing Pumpkins? Sleep a little bit.
If you played it, I probably recognize it. I don't know it by the title.
All right. Well, isn't that the album title?
Oh, it's not a song.
Like Cherub Rock is on that.
Okay.
And I think a few
didn't know the album title.
Smashola's. Like Today.
It's a great song.
Great tune.
All right.
Didn't he make us stand against the wall, like face forward, when he walked down the hall?
I think when his side project, Billy Corgan's side project, Zwan, was playing at what was then MCI Center, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he did do the rock star move where we had to clear the hallway.
Had to clear the hallway.
So his golf cart could come through.
What a loser.
Unobstructed. Yeah, but he wrote a bunch of sillies.
All right. I don't understand this. This makes no sense to me.
All right.
Okay. But Tom Selleck's pretty friggin' famous, right?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't you say he's had a pretty remarkable career?
Yeah.
Right? He apparently, is he still working on a show now? He's on Blue Bloods, right?
And that's been going for a while.
That's still out? Jeez.
He's still grinding it.
Well, Blue Bloods, they said, was canceled after 14 seasons.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, he's almost 80.
He says he's worried now that he's not going to be able to keep his ranch if he can't keep working.
Okay.
How is this possible? He has a 63-acre ranch in California.
All right.
And it used to be an avocado farm, apparently.
Oh, so many fresh, so much avocado.
You would hate
Jason.
It, Lurch.
Of course.
He says, hopefully he keep working enough to where he can hold on to the place. The journalist is so stunned, she asks if he's serious. He says, you're GD right, I am. And he talks about...
What, he put zero money down?
I don't get it.
Like, what is he doing?
He says, you know, like in Hollywood, you don't
have...
made
so much cash.
You don't have a consistent paycheck. But when you've been on so many hit shows, how is he not loaded?
He has no Magnum PI residuals from back in the day?
Maybe
he signed a bad deal when he was young. I don't know.
I
see his net worth is $45
million. I'm just flummoxed. flummoxed by the whole thing.
Didn't he also miss? He missed a giant gravy train. Wasn't he like supposed to be Indiana Jones, and then Harrison Ford got the role?
Did he turn it down?
I don't know if he turned it down, but I thought he was like rumored to be like Indiana Jones back in the day. Like that would he would have been able to keep his ranch if he had Indiana Jones money.
I mean, he bought that ranch in '88.
I think it's just the upkeep
of
that.
It's like it's got to be expensive to upkeep a 65-acre ranch.
Well, sell it. I'm surprised he has to keep working.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make sense either.
Britney's in the news again now because they're just sort of stalking her everywhere. And I guess she was photographed. Remember, she was recently at the Chateau Marmont. Is that how you say that?
That is how you say it, yes.
And she, I guess the cops came. She got in a fight with her boyfriend, a boyfriend who has apparently just left the wife or the significant other that he's got like 4 or 5 kids with, who they say maybe has 9 kids total.
Oh.
He used to, what was
she dating Tyreek Hill?
No,
what's going on?
Nick
there?
Cannon? No, she's dating like he was like a guy, like a house. Like he was like, I don't know, like a guy that worked on the house or something.
He's like a contractor. Like
right?
A general
was
contractor?
It Tippy, what was his deal? He was like part of her staff.
Maintenance, I believe.
He was like a maintenance guy.
Mm, okay.
She's dating the maintenance guy who's got 9 kids. And then she hurt her ankle doing cartwheels. She made a surgery. And they've got her photographed driving around like a crazy person.
Didn't Awad bang up his ankle trying to do a cartwheel
yes.
a couple weeks ago?
Yes. In one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
How about you leave the cartwheels to like real gymnasts?
Okay. Like, yeah, but you
let Livy Dunn do all the cartwheels.
But you would think Adam could do a cartwheel and not like break his ankle.
You would think. It would be the world's grossest cartwheel, but he could probably pull it off.
He literally is the softest guy that I know.
Yes.
The softest guy. Aaron Hernandez's fiance, we talked about this, is in the news. She slams the roast jokes. I will say, I thought it was a little weird that they were doing like murder, because that's
it's somewhat weird, yeah. Because also, like,
you know what I mean?
But all bets are off at a roast.
I'm not going to discount what he did or excuse him for what he did, but I kind of am, because didn't he have like the, when they cut his brain open, didn't they say it was like the worst case of CTE that they'd ever seen?
I don't care.
Like, it's hard to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I blame him, but also like his head was scrambled. Like he wasn't, yeah, he didn't have the capability to make rational,
maybe
correct decisions.
Well, if he had murdered someone that you care about, you wouldn't
of
be saying that.
Of course, I'd feel probably differently.
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the CTE. But I just
think that played a big role in his behavior.
It may have. But I think it's still, I mean, like your teammate murdered people, like for the families of the people murdered, like you don't want to make jokes of that.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit.
I think his fiance was pretty upset because of the daughter. Because the daughter's,
right.
She probably hears it all the time.
Sure. The daughter's like, I think 11 years old at this point.
And then we mentioned it earlier. I guess Giselle was upset about all the jokes about her like banging the jiu-jitsu
right.
instructor. And I guess Tom didn't have an issue with that. Yeah. He had an issue with making fun of Bob Kraft, but
right.
not making fun of
yeah,
his ex-wife.
Yeah, he's okay with Giselle taking some flack there.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we will be joined by Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.